Mrs. Avramov, what's the importance of the cooperation between universities, research institutions, and enterprises in order to promote the international and intersectoral mobility of researchers?
It's a key to innovation, and I would go even a step further and say it's the key to the survival of European research area, because one of the main challenges has always been the link between academia and industry and society at large. European science was traditionally located in research hubs and had very little communication with industry, unlike the situation in United States, for example. And for that reason also, I think the governments have not been able to meet the aspired increase in the commitment of financial resources for research, because much of it came for public sources and too little from industry and other stakeholders.
Are there some European programs that are dedicated to these aims?
Well, there are, in terms of mobility, excellent programs which will fortunately continue, maybe with a somewhat different name, but there are programs of mobility such as Marie Curie or Erasmus for All, which put down as a requirement partnerships between academia, industry, and the full range of stakeholders. So it's something on which they will be evaluated, and where also networking is a requirement for accessing European funds. So in that respect, there have been some good examples of industry academia partnership and pathways, where it was a learning process, because it's very difficult for European industry also to understand its place within the research area that we are trying to build in Europe.
Within this context, what is the added value for example, of a project such as DNET with its workshops and seminars?
I would say that DNET is an example of good practice. It is what should be done at regional levels throughout Europe. It's an excellent initiative because it brings together different actors, different stakeholders. It allows those stakeholders to understand the logic of international cooperation, the expected impact at the European level, and it also teaches different stakeholders about the requirements for being successful in international projects. Because I think it is clear to everyone that science cannot be limited to regional or national borders, and that nobody has a sufficient critical mass to bring forward the European research area, and that cooperation is indispensable. And training people to think internationally, to think globally, allowing them to understand the funding mechanism, to understand the requirements for writing proposals and best practicing for managing them, is very important. DNET is absolutely a brilliant initiative.